higher returns with less risk. I'm going to further explain my confidence in the investment, thanks to my partners and having control over the 300-unit apartment project, why I am willing to use a lot of leverage, why I believe the risk is low, how I make more money, and how I pay less in taxes. There are three more advanced investment strategies. Investment strategies that require a higher level of financial intelligence. The three advanced leverage strategies are OPM, ROI, and IRR. Number 1. OPM, Other People's Money. There are many ways to use OPM. With the 300-unit apartment building, I am using 80% leverage. First of all, the beauty of using the bank's money is that it is tax-free money. The other benefits of the bank's money are, I keep the appreciation, cash flow income, tax benefits, and amortization. The bank puts up 80% of the money, but I receive 100% of the benefits. What a great partner! Number 2. ROI, Return on Investment. A confusing concept for many investors is the return on their money, or ROI. For example, when you read financial publications, many mutual funds claim they have gone up by 10%. But my question is, did any of that 10% return to the investor? And how did they measure that 10%? Some funds measure the 10% by the price of the shares in the fund going up. For example, if a year ago the price per share in the fund was $10, and today it's $11, they can claim a 10% return. In this case, the return was measured in capital gains. As an investor who invests for both capital gains and cash flow, the only return I count is the cash flow. For example, if I invest $10 and each year after taxes I put $1 in my pocket from cash flow, my return is 10%. I do not count the return on asset appreciation because it is an estimate and does not become a reality unless I sell the asset. The difference is that one measure of the ROI is in the price of the stock, and the other measure of ROI is money in my pocket. I actually want both, 10% in asset appreciation and 10% cash in my pocket. But cash flow is the only return that can be tangibly measured while I hold the asset. More leverage, higher returns. The reason leverage is so important is because the higher the leverage, the higher the return. For example, if I buy a $100,000 rental unit with my money and I receive $10,000 a year net income, my cash-on-cash return is 10%. If I borrow $50,000 and am still able to receive a $10,000 return, my cash-on-cash return is 20%. If I finance the entire $100,000 and still receive a $10,000 return, my return is infinite. Infinite returns mean money for nothing. $10,000 flows into my pocket and nothing comes out. The renters cover my expense, and I receive the income.